Now, on Monday, non-essential international travel will resume after a turbulent 16 months for the aviation industry. However, it will be years before the sector fully recovers from the impacts of the pandemic. At Shannon Airport, Ryanair have increased their offering up to 14 routes this weekend and will increase to 16 routes in August, which will run until the end of October. However, there is no certainty about the return of the vital Heathrow and US routes provided by Aer Lingus, who 6 weeks ago announced that they are permanently closing their cabin crew base at Shannon. And joining us to discuss this and much more is the Chief Executive Officer of Shannon Group, Mary Considine. Mary, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning to all your listeners.
Mary, we'll start with Aer Lingus and the cabin crew base, which was and still remains a huge story. The decision to close the base, really, really bad news for Shannon Airport. Can I get your thoughts on it?
Well, I suppose, first and foremost, Alan, it's to remember that Aer Lingus themselves are a very valued partner for the group, a very valued partner to the airport over many years, and we've a long-established and a continuing relationship with the airline. You know, I think they're publicly on the record saying that they're committed to the restoration of the Heathrow route and the transatlantic routes, which are JFK and Boston, which they operated year-round from Shannon. But that is dependent on, obviously, restrictions, not only restrictions on the Irish side, but obviously on the US side, and how the market is at that stage. So there's still no certainty. There is no confirmation of when the services will resume, but they have said their intention is to resume. And we would be hopeful ourselves, based on our ongoing discussions with them, that we would see the Heathrow service back this autumn and we would see transatlantic resume next spring, which would be in line of the reopening for the summer schedule 22.
How much, though, Mary, has the non-retention of the cabin crew base is likely to affect that?
Well, I suppose you can appreciate I can't talk for the airline, that they're obviously going through their own internal restructuring. We really do feel for staff impacted, but this has been a really difficult period for aviation. Not only Aer Lingus or Shannon Airport, but indeed airports and airlines all over the world. This pandemic has been the worst crisis to hit aviation in its entire history. So understandably, every operator, every airline is looking at its own cost base, its own operational structures to see how it's preparing to rebuild and recover from this crisis. So it's a very difficult period for everyone involved in the aviation sector. But, you know, going back to, and I was listening to your intro there, Alan, Monday, I think after 16 months, the lifting of the ban on non-essential travel, it's a very important milestone for the industry. You know, as an industry, we've come together, we've put the measures in place to adhere to public health guidance. We've all the COVID safety measures in place, and finally the protocols and the adoption of the digital COVID cert is being implemented in Ireland, which allows us to see some recovery, albeit at a much slower pace than we would have all hoped for, but at least it's allowing a resumption of something like normal operations. Mm.
Mary, how closely aligned is Shannon Airport's future to the continuation of the Heathrow and US routes?
Well, they are critical routes, Alan, for the not only for the airport but for the entire region. Business and tourism depend on that airline connectivity, and particularly the Heathrow route, three times daily into Heathrow, connecting onwards there for businesses is really important. And we're very conscious of that, but so is the airline. And prior to the pandemic, that route was profitable. It worked very well for Aer Lingus. And at the end of the day, if a route works commercially, then there is no reason why that wouldn't return. So we are confident that when restrictions are eased, when people get back travelling, because remember at the moment a lot of people are being asked to still work remotely, a lot of businesses aren't travelling, there are ongoing restrictions, we're only lifting the restrictions in Ireland from next Monday, but you know there is still restrictions in places like the US, so it is going to take time to build back, and all the indications from the market is that we're looking at a very slow recovery for aviation. I would have spoken previously on this programme about the forecasts that are showing it'll be 2025 before we get back to anything like 2019 levels of activity. So that has a significant impact on the industry. So it's about taking measures now to ensure that we build back up in a sustainable manner and we're able to retain those services when market conditions improve.
Mary, Aer Lingus had claimed that their cabin crew base at Shannon Airport was inefficient and had been out of line with the market for some time. Would you agree with those claims?
Again, I can't comment for the airline. That's their known internal matter, their own cost base. All I can comment
would they have,
on...
Sorry, Mary, would they have conveyed that opinion to you and everyone else at the airport at any time?
Well, I think, you know, in their own media coverage and in what has come out since they've made the decision, they have defended the decision and said it was on the basis of looking at their own cost base. But again, all we can do is, based on our own discussions with the airline, our cost structure in Shannon from an airport charges perspective is very competitive, and we would hope that the measures that we're putting in place will ensure that those routes will come back.
Lynn Embleton had been before the Oireachtas Transport Committee last month, where she said that Aer Lingus wouldn't be reversing their decision to close its base at Shannon Airport. Obviously, Aer Lingus had borrowed €150 million from the state-backed Ireland Strategic Investment Fund. She also welcomed any aid that would be received from government COVID wage schemes, but had warned against attaching any conditions to state support. And of course, a number of public representatives had mentioned that maybe if the government was to give Aer Lingus funding or aid, that one of the conditions should be the retention of the cabin crew base. Is that something you would support?
Well, I think first and foremost, the most critical thing for us is that the routes are returned to Shannon. And that's what we're working on with the airline. It wouldn't be appropriate for me to comment on their own internal resourcing matter. Really, that is a discussion for Aer Lingus. But for us as a region, as an airport and as a region, it is really important that we get those strategic routes back, because they support not only the airport, as I said, but jobs in the region, in the wider region. Like, the hospitality sector is so reliant on getting international visitors into the country. The business community is reliant on that connectivity to get their people and their goods to market, both for the FDI companies that are located in this region, but also in the indigenous companies that are looking to expand. And Aer Lingus will look at all of that. Like any airline, they will look at the market demand, and if there's a sustainable operation there and there's demand there, the route will return and it should be profitable.
There had been a suggestion that rather than giving funding to airports, it should be given to the airlines when it comes to retaining routes. What do you make of that suggestion? Is it something you would agree with or not?
Well, the recommendation from the Aviation Recovery Task Force is that there would be a stimulus measure put in place to support airlines to return those vital routes, particularly regional connectivity, because it will be a challenge to get back to the 2019 levels of connectivity that we had into the regions. So the airlines will need to be supported. And as you rightly said, the industry has availed of the cross-sectoral supports like the wage support scheme, alleviation of rates waiver, and all those supports are very welcome and very important, and they have been a lifeline for all of us as we've tried to trade through this really difficult period. But as we look forward, there are a number of measures that will help airlines. Obviously, as an airport and airports all over the country, we will need to be very aggressive and competitive in our pricing to get routes back, but the airlines themselves will need to be supported. And one of the recommendations is that there would be increased funding put forward to Tourism Ireland, a doubling of their tourism fund to almost 90 million, or just over 90 million, that would allow them to directly go in and support the airlines to restore those key routes into the regions. And that would be really to underpin the recovery of the tourism sector, which is a vital industry for Ireland. And we know that here in the west of Ireland, how reliant people are on the tourist and the hospitality trade. So that will be an important factor going forward. Incentives from the airports, but again, the airports themselves, and I'm speaking for Shannon, you know, we've all been hemorrhaging money since the onset of the pandemic. So again, one of our asks of government is a multi-annual support package through the period of the recovery up to 2025, so that we will be in turn able to cover our costs and incentivize airlines to return to Shannon. So there are a number of factors at play, but the industry and the stakeholders and government, it's about all of us getting together, working together to restore these vital routes.
And in terms of that support from the government, what supports are Shannon Airport looking for? And I suppose, crucially, whatever supports you may get from them, how long are you going to need them for?
Well, we will need support through the period of recovery. And we'd all like to be seeing, none of us want to be reliant on handouts indefinitely. We run a commercial business. We were profitable prior to the pandemic. We were on a growth trajectory. And that's where we want to get back to. And that's good for not only us, but it's good for the region. And we're making a significant contribution. That's where we want to get to. But because of the restrictions and the fact that aviation has been effectively mothballed now for 16 months, and that's why next week is an important milestone in the reopening of international travel. It will take us time to build back up, and we will need to be supported through that time until we get back onto a solid footing and we're moving forward into a growth trajectory again.
And
but
could,
it will take a number of years.
Could that stretch up to 2025, which was the year you mentioned earlier on in relation to, I suppose, aviation returning to where it was pre-pandemic?
There is no indications that it will be any sooner, Alan. I suppose none of us can predict the future, but all indications, and these are from the people that know the market really well, ACI, IATA, Eurocontrol, they're all monitoring performance and trends, and I think the consistent view is that it will be 2025 before we get back to kind of baseline 2019 numbers. So on that basis, we would be saying to government, and indeed we're in discussions with them, that there will need to be a multi-annual package put in place to support CapEx and OpEx through that recovery period until we're back onto a sustainable footing.
Mary, do you think the government could have been doing more up to this point to support Shannon Airport? There have been criticisms out there, I suppose, from public representatives too, that they seem to have just been commissioning reports, but that something more substantial should have been offered at this point.
Well, I suppose as an aviation task force, we met as soon as the task force was formed. We produced our report, we presented it to the ministers in July of last year, so that's 12 months. So it has taken a long time to get, you know, maybe direct supports into the sector. But, you know, I want to acknowledge what government have done. The broad sectoral supports that every business is able to avail of have been a lifeline for businesses. And this year in Shannon, we have secured CapEx funding, and that's enabled us to carry out essential works that we wouldn't otherwise have been able to do, and particularly being able to do them in a period where we're operating at a very low level of activity. So the airport is quiet, and we've carried out very important works like upgrading our security system, our whole baggage screening, our screening areas. We're looking at upgrading and rehabilitating our airfield apron. So all that is important work that we were able to carry out because we availed of grant funding, but we had to obviously provide an element of match funding ourselves. So that is welcome. So do want to acknowledge and appreciate what we have got, but that's okay. Just for this year, and it is important that that is maintained through the period of recovery.
It has been suggested that an independent authority should be established, one that would encompass the country's three main airports, Dublin, Cork and Shannon. Is that something you would support?
Well, I suppose if you look at it and go back to the facts, Shannon Group has been very successful in what we set out to do. We saw the passenger numbers at the airport grow by 23% prior to the pandemic. We brought over 1 million square foot of new property to the market, and that has enabled investment in the region. It's brought new companies into the region. They in turn support the services through the airport. Significant investment. There's been 130 million of capital investment gone into the airport and the broader airport campus, which includes the Shannon Free Zone. So, you know, all the indications were we were on a very positive growth trajectory.
Despite that, though, some people would like to see Shannon return to the fold of the DAA.
But I suppose if you stand back from it, and if you were talking to, and I don't want to talk for the DA, but you were talking to the DA today, or Knock Airport, or any of the other airports, the whole sector is struggling. And it's not struggling because of ownership structures. It's struggling because of the pandemic and the fact that aviation and the whole tourism sector has been, floored, basically. So, we're all trying to build back and recover from this, and it will take a number of years. And I think our focus now needs to be on restoring that vital connectivity and everybody working together to do whatever we can to get those strategic routes back so that they can support business and tourism. So I think it's a much bigger picture than the ownership of the airport.
Okay.
It's about the restoration and the rebuilding back of a vital sector for this country.
Okay, you're looking forward to the return of international travel on Monday. Everything ready at the airport to handle all the dealing with the travel certs. And also, how much of an issue is it for you, no PCR testing for children under the age of 12?
Well, I suppose first and foremost, we're really looking forward to Monday because I think finally we're turning a corner. There's green shoots. It will be a slow recovery, as I said, but we are on Monday. We're doubling our services from 8 routes out of Shannon up to now to 16 routes. We will have 14 operating through to the end of this month and then a further new additional routes for August. So we'll be back up to 16 routes. It's still a long way off where we were, but it is an important step forward. And as well for our own, people at the airport, like, it has been a very difficult period for staff. And, we've been operating at less than 10% of our normal operating levels. Traffic year to date has been down 96% on 2019, which was the last normal year of operations. So any business that's down 96%, it's very, very stark and very worrying. So that's why we're finally turning a corner. There is a level of optimism. People are really looking forward to welcoming passengers back into the terminal. We've done everything we can to ensure people are confident and safe going through the terminal and that the experience is as pleasant as possible for them. And we're out there marketing the routes because we will have routes to 16 destinations, and it's important again for the public to be aware of that and aware of what they need to do to travel safely. So obviously the digital cert is a very important element of that for people that are vaccinated, for people that have recovered. They will have the documentation to evidence that. And then, obviously the whole issue around PCR testing for under sevens don't currently need to PCR test. And the proposals are that would be extended to under 12s. But those regulations are just being finalised today, so we hope that we'll have more detail on that maybe over the weekend.
Okay, Mary, before I let you go, I want to ask you about the vacancy of the chairperson of Shannon Group. Obviously, it has been vacant since late last summer. Aaron Ford had been due to fill it last February and didn't, for reasons that have been well documented. You've referred to this as a critical role. To describe it as unfortunate that this critical role has been left vacant for almost a year during such a tough time, in particular for the airport and during this pandemic, really it would be an understatement. How much has it hampered the group?
Well, I suppose first and foremost to give assurance to people that we have a board in place and they have worked very closely with the with myself and with the executive team right throughout the pandemic. So that is important. There is a board there and we have continued to function. But you're right to say this is a critical role. It's a critical role for the board because obviously the board sets the strategic direction for the group on behalf of the minister. But we do understand that the process is underway to appoint a chair. And obviously that's with the public appointment system and ultimately with the minister. So we do expect that the role will be filled in the coming weeks.
Is that still on track? I mean, senior government figures had been of the view that an appointment could be made by the time the doll rose for the summer, which was yesterday. And we had seen recent reports that there could be an appointment within days. So you still feel you're on track to finally fill that role within the coming weeks?
Well, again, that's a matter for government. It's just the indications that we've got is that the process is underway, and normally once the process kicks off, you would imagine it'll conclude within weeks. But beyond that, it really is a matter for the minister to confirm the exact timing.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that. I'm sure it's one we'll return to. Mary Considine, Chief Executive Officer of Shannon Group, thanks very much for joining us on Morning Focus.
Thank you.